This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
We'll join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besh for part two of the Morning Farm Show in just a few moments. First of all, on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, March wheat ended the day at 587 and one half, up three. May wheat ended at 589 and a quarter, up two and a half. July wheat ended at 593 and a quarter, up three and a quarter. March corn yesterday ended at 443 and a quarter, up one and a half. May corn ended at 447 and a half, down a quarter. July corn ended at 452 and a quarter, down a half. March soybeans yesterday ended at 1316 and a quarter, up three. May beans ended at 1299 and a half, up two. July beans ended at 1280 and three quarter, up one and a quarter. March soybean meal yesterday ended the day at $442, down a half dollar. May meal ended at $422.80, down 20. July meal ended at $411.60, down 16. March soybean oil yesterday ended at $38.23, up 52. May oil $38.51, up a half dollar. July oil ended at $38.82, up 48. March oats yesterday ended at 443 and a quarter, up 18 and three quarter. May oats ended at 380 and three quarter, up nine. Right now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash grain markets.
This is Wednesday's report of the grain prices and trends prepared by the USDA and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were mixed. On Wednesday afternoon, technical trading helped corn and soybeans. Post-grains cold weather in the wheat belt propelled wheat values. In northern and western Illinois country, grain dealers quoted shelled corn bids were steady from 421 to 439. Soybean bids were 3 cents higher at 1282 to 1304. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn steady to 1 cent higher, 421 to 442. Soybean bids were mixed at 13 to 1320. In southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 1 cent higher, with corn trading at 431 to 442. Soybean bids were 2 to 3 cents higher at 1298 to 1328. Wheat bids were mixed at 559 to 620. Illinois soybean processors cash soybean bids were 3 cents higher at 1323 to 1341. The basis steady at 7 to 25 over. The March high pro soybean meal on truck basis was offered at 477 to 487 per ton, down $5, with basis steady at 35 to 45 over the March. Illinois corn processors cash corn bids were 2 cents higher at 438 to 451, with basis steady 5 under to 8 over. Under the March, Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted their producers corn bids mixed at 429, 443, with the basis steady to three lower, 14 under on options. On the March, soybeans ended steady to 11 cents higher at 1306 to 1326. With bases mixed at 10 under to 10 over. The March new crop wheat prices were 1 to 3 higher at 568 to 576, with the bases steady to lower, 17 to 25 under the March. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producers' corn bids at 2 to 3 higher at 459 to 465. These elevators raised their soybean prices 3 to 8 cents, with quotations at 1341 to 1345. Soft wheat closed 3 cents higher at 618 to 628. Milo ended the day at 1 to 2 cents higher at 495 to 499. Wednesday, February 5th, 2014, new crop. Corn in the northern part of the state, 417 to 427. Soybeans, 1060 to 1088. In the central part of the state, from 417 to 1102. 417 to 427 on the corn, and from 1056 to 1102 on the soybeans. In the southern part of the state, corn was trading at 414 to 437. Soybeans were trading at 1078 to 1118, with wheat trading from 553 to 578.
Turning our attention now to livestock futures on the Chicago Board of Trade from yesterday. February hogs ended the day at 86.45, up $1.22. April hogs ended the day at $95, up $1.87. May hogs ended the day at $103.15, up $1.42. February cattle ended the day at $139.70, up a dime. April cattle $139.10, up 20. June cattle $131.10, up 12. March feeder cattle yesterday ended the day at $166.92, down a nickel. April feeders $167.65, up 15. May feeders $168.32, up 15. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash livestock markets.
Thank you. This is Lyle Flack with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with the Wednesday, the 5th afternoon livestock report. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds traded at $49 to $54. 400 to 500 pound sows at $52 to $59. 500 to 550 pound sows, $55 to $60. Over 550 pounds, $56 to $62. On the Illinois direct hog trade, barrows and gilts at the country buying points were trading steady with moderate demand, with moderate offerings ranging from $52 to $56. Receipts for Illinois hogs have totaled 7,412. The United Producers Auction Report for Tuesday, February the 2nd, had receipts of 354 head. Slaughter steers and heifers traded 5 to 6 lower, with Holstein steers trading steady. Slaughter cows traded 2 to 3 higher. Choice 2 and 3 steers sold from 140 to 146 and a quarter. Select and choice 2s and 3s from 135 and a quarter to 139 and a quarter. Holstein steers 2s and 3s sold from 130.50 to 140. Select Holstein steers sold from 121 and a quarter to 127 and a quarter. Slaughter heifers, choice 2s and 3s, sold from 140 to 146. Slaughter heifers, choice 3s and 4s, from 137 to 138.50. Heifers, select choice 2s and 3s, from 131 to 140. 66 head of slaughter cows sold, with the premium cows selling at 98 to 103.50, breakers at a dollar. The boners sold from 86 to 99, leans from 77 to $91. In the feeder division, there was 5 head of medium and large 1 heifers sold at 166 to 181. weighing 325 pounds. Heifers weighing from 555 to 565 sold from 144 to 150. Heifers weighing 660 to 690 sold from 131 to 140. The Fairview Sale Barn report for February the 4th, 245 receipts. Slaughter steers, choice 2s and 3s, sold from 138.50 to 146.75. Slaughter steer selects, 1s and 2s, from 130 to 138.75. Holstein steers, choice 2s and 3s, traded from 120 and a quarter to 130 and a quarter. Choice 2 and 3 heifers sold from 140 and a quarter to 146 and a quarter, with selects 1s and 2s selling from 130.75 to 139.75. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Cattle Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 140.50 to 141, and on dress basis traded at 225. Heifers on a live basis traded at 140.50. From the National Daily Pork Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established with 439 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was 91.43, which was 9 cents lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading choice carcasses at 216.64, which was 3.85 lower, with select carcasses trading at 216.63, which was 258 higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 115,000 compared to 116,000 last week and 119,000 one year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 398,000 compared to 374,000 last week and 425,000 one year ago. The United Producers Hay Auction for Tuesday, February the 4th, receipts of 164 bales or 4.9 tons, alfalfa mixed grass hay, good quality, small square bales, $5.75 per bale. Orchard grass, good quality, small bales, $6.75 per bale. Mixed grass, good quality, $2.75 to $3.50 per bale. That concludes our livestock report. This is Lyle Flock with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Wrapping up part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Thursday, here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for February, $4.42, and for March, $4.44. Corn delivered to Scottville for February, $4.33, and for March, $4.35. Beans delivered to Scottville or Greenfield for February, $13.14, and for March, $13.09. Wheat delivered to Scottville for February, $5.92. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Pre-opening prices once again, corn at Greenfield, $4.42, corn at Scottville, $4.33, beans at Scottville or Greenfield, $13.14, wheat at Scottville, $5.92.
Roger Bernard of Informa Economics says it won't be easy to implement the Agricultural Act of 2014, which is the recently passed farm bill. In fact, he believes April would be the very earliest farmers would be able to sign up for programs for the current crop year. He says it's a far-reaching piece of legislation that will take time to implement. Bernard notes USDA will have to develop software programs and train personnel in county offices to run those programs, write the regulations, and push those through an approval process and ultimately educate farmers so they understand their options. Yesterday wrapped up the Illinois Pork Expo in Peoria. I was able to catch up with past IPPC President Derek Dunkirk of Morrisonville to talk about his term, the problems he faced while president, and what he's going to do now.
Sure. We had an interesting 2 years. If you think back to when we started, about the time I became president was when the gestation stall bans started to roll out with some of the food service industries, McDonald's being one of the first big ones. From there, we kind of got into a drought situation last summer, which provided a short crop and high input costs for guys, which was a big concern for many producers. And then this year, of course, we had a real wet spring and was wondering if we'd get a crop in the ground, and finally did, and got a good crop. So that cheapened our feed costs up. But then we rolled out a new disease in PEDV, and that's been a challenge. And more recently here, as I finished up in the last 6 weeks or so, the propane shortage and high cost of propane has been on a lot of producers' minds. So
that propane shortage, it must be kind of a burden for the swine industry, considering that a lot of hogs are kept in climate-controlled buildings. And I imagine that's kind of a headache.
Sure, I think so. I mean, a lot of producers contract what they think they need in terms of gallons for the year, but you know, a lot of them might have used some of it up drying crops last fall, and then, of course, a harsh winter has made us maybe burn more than what we anticipated, and it doesn't look like winter's going to give up anytime soon. So guys are checking those contracts to see how many gallons they have left, or if they're out, how much is cash propane going to cost them to keep those barns warm and keep the pigs happy.
And I guess hog producers are looking at lower feed prices. We had quite the crop this past year, and with livestock numbers down severely, the industry's kind of counting on the swine industry to pick up that slack that the livestock are going to be missing out on. Yet here comes PED hitting the swine industry. So how's that look?
Yeah, I think PED is going to hurt our summer numbers in terms of animals being slaughtered this summer. The diseases really become pretty viral this winter and affected a lot of guys, and the cold snap seems to have really amplified the problem. So I think we're going to see some smaller numbers in the summer than what we were anticipating in terms of profits. Profitability will be good for folks that, you know, are maybe dodging the disease. They're going to bring, you know, corn prices and soybean meal prices down. Input costs are going to come down, and there's going to be some record-setting summer profits due to cheaper inputs and a shorter supply thanks to PED cutting our numbers back.
And is there anything you would really want to kind of hit on and reflect upon on your term and where you're kind of going from here now that you're no longer the president?
Sure. You know, I was excited to have the 2 years. I greatly appreciate the opportunity. It's been a joy working with the staff in Springfield. All the producers and the folks on the board have been a real big help. They've got a great team coming in next year to keep leading the way with Todd Dale and Kurt Zare and Bob Fraze and Jason Probst will be your new exec team, and they'll do an excellent job. I think we talked a little bit at the banquet last night about, you know, I'm pretty confident that Illinois pork producers will be fine no matter what comes their way. We have a lot of adaptability and intelligence with our producers, and I'm looking forward to going back home and focusing in on things on the farm and looking to try and grow and expand the operation. And I've got three small kids at home and want to see them start growing up, and I think I'll take 4 or 5 years and work on that and then maybe rethink about some other opportunities.
Replacing Derek Dunkirk as Illinois Pork Producers Council president is Todd Dale. I asked him how he's looking to handle any difficulties pork producers in Illinois could be facing during his term as president.
We have an excellent opportunity potential this summer. Grain prices have come down, so our feed is cheaper. We're setting record levels in the futures, so the outlook is good. If we can control our biosecurity and actually have the pigs to sell from the challenges that we are going to have with PED.
And how about we have a little background on yourself? How did you first get started in the swine industry, and how did you get here?
Sure. I grew up on a farm, multiple generations. My dad raised pigs. I started out raising pigs outside, just like my dad, helping in after school. I was in the FFA. I had swine as a project, so I got the state farmer degree. And when I left the farm, though, I didn't expect to come back. I wasn't focused on that. I joined the Navy and realized that farming definitely had some opportunities. So when I got out of the military, I went back to the University of Illinois and got my ag economics degree. Our county organization has shrunk, like a lot of the county organizations throughout the state. So I decided that I needed to go to the state level to help promote pork. And it's been a great experience, learning and experience. It's just been excellent.
Since it is also Farmer Appreciation Month, Dale wanted to add some thanks to the farmers across our listening area.
I just want to let the pork producers know that if they have any concerns, they can get their issues to me and we'll make sure that we take care of them. I want to thank the corn and soy producers for the support that they've given our organization for the past couple of years. So, thank you.
Again, that was Todd Dale, president of the Illinois Pork Producers Council. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.